Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earle. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Welcome. Today we begin a new series looking at how to use your influence to strengthen. We begin by looking at how we are instructed to strengthen others. The church of the Lord is the body of Christ, Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. We also find in Romans 12, verses 4 and 5, that we are members one of another. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another, Romans 12, 4 and 5. We all also have mutual responsibilities one to the other. One of these responsibilities is to strengthen each other. And we could look at several texts, but let's just look at one today. Luke 22 and verse 32. Here the Bible says, "But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren." We notice here that we are encouraged to strengthen the brothers and sisters in Christ. We know that in this life we have various struggles and hardships, so let us be sure that we use our influence to strengthen one another. Thank you for listening.